Welcome to VGK Today, presented by BetMGM, where we give you an inside look at the Vegas Golden Knights 2024 Stanley Cup playoff run. I'm Justin Russo with the Golden Knights on Monday, May 6th, and after a hard-fought battle in the first round against the Dallas Stars, the Golden Knights season has come to an end. The VGK were eliminated Sunday night from the Stanley Cup playoffs after a 2-1 loss in Game 7 in Dallas. It's not the end we were hoping for this year's iteration of the VGK, but they can hang their heads high knowing they took the top seed in the West all the way to 7 games and played them extremely tightly until the end. And a credit to the Stars, who played a terrific series and have certainly earned the right to move on to Round 2 and continue their chase for the Stanley Cup. As the season comes to an end for Vegas, we welcome in Shane Knighty and Dave Gosher for our final episode of this season. And after the break, they recap the game, the series, and the season for the Golden Knights.
Hello, I am Kerry Buchholz, President and CEO for your Vegas Golden Knights. I am a proud board member of the Nevada Donor Network Foundation. With over 600 Nevadans waiting for a life-saving organ transplant, we can all do our part to bring hope to those waiting. I am partnering with Nevada Donor Network to raise awareness about registering to be a hero. I am a registered organ, eye, and tissue donor, and proud Nevadan. Are you? Join us at wearenevadans.org.
Jack Daniel's has always made whiskey, and if they have it their way, they always will. But there's one thing Jack can't make more of: moments. Those are on us to create. You see, hockey fans, we only get one shot at this thing called life. So let's make sure we're making the most of every moment, whether it's showing up for our team or sipping a glass of Jack while cheering at the radio. Don't let a single moment go to waste. Make it count. Jack Daniel's.
Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Old Number 7 are registered trademarks. Copyright 2022 Jack Daniel's. All rights reserved.
Well, Dave, the Golden Knights fall short in Game 7. No surprise, it's another one-goal game. 2-1, Dallas Stars, credit to them. Played a hell of a series. Two teams very similar. But, you know, for me, it's the loss sucks. But I look back as a player, you're so competitive, you hate the loss. But even more painful is, and Mark Stone talked about a bit of it, it's the guys in that room and knowing that pretty good chance it's not going to be the same group. There's business that needs to be taken care of, moves that are made in the offseason, and guys that are like your brothers you have to say goodbye to for the next season. So that always makes it a little extra tough on top of the losing.
I'm probably not going to be able to bring everyone back. It's just the nature of hockey. So that kind of brings tears to your eyes when you realize that you're not going to be with the same group of guys, because you build these bonds, you build these friendships, and then you got to, you know, see teammates and friends go. But man, I really thought we could have done some damage going forward. You know, I'm sure Dallas wasn't thrilled to play us in the first round either. So they're happy to be moving on, and yeah, it's disappointing. But I guess for our organization, fuel the fire. We'll be ready for September to be right back here next season.
No, we got a lot of good people in this room, and I think when you the longer you play, the more you appreciate the people. You obviously like playing the game, but it's the people that make it fun coming to work every day. So it's an unfortunate part of the business, but there's a lot of good people in here that obviously we'd love to keep everybody together if we can.
Yeah, and I would imagine too, Shane, it's tough. You know, as we stand here recording this, we just, you know, listen to Mark Stone in the locker room after the game, and he said it, when you lose like this, it crushes your soul.
A lot of character guys in this dressing room. A lot of guys that I've been privileged to play with, guys they've brought in, character guys. It's another thing that's disappointing. You know, Hurdle and Hanny and Mo, they bring these guys in. They want to go on the run as well. And you know, I have no doubt in my mind that we're going to be right back here in 12 months, getting ready to go. But the work starts. You know, obviously, we're going to take some time off, reflect on it. But the work starts. We got a dedicated group of guys. Last year was the most fun I think all of us have had ever playing the game of hockey, playing in this league for sure. We want to get back there. It's not easy to repeat. Doesn't happen often. But at the same time, we believe that we should be competing for the Stanley Cup every year. So it starts a day one of training camp next year. Guys will have good off seasons, will rest, recover. Use this feeling to kind of fuel the fire to put our team back with an opportunity to get where we were last year. People say it's addicting, and it is. I think, I live for this. I think most of us do, right? As a hockey player, this is the most fun time that you're ever going to play playing hockey. You want to be competing for the Stanley Cup. So when you do lose and you get eliminated, it's hard. It kind of crushes your soul for, a couple of days. And, seeing the next round start, it sucks. So, we've always been good at having a chip on our shoulder. So we got to use this as another chip.
And I think they were so, convinced that they were going to, I think it's hard to repeat, right? It's so difficult in this day and age to do it. I think they felt they had another long run in them. Whether they could have won it again, who knows? I think a lot has to go right for you to win every year. And that's the tough part about this. And to your point, they've got decisions to make here. Jonathan Marchessault and Will Carrier have been here since the beginning. Chandler Stephenson's been here, for 5 years? Alec Martinez has been a warrior for this team in this entire time here. You pointed out he took an extra look before he left the ice tonight. Will he continue to play, or is this it for him? I guess that's all still to be determined down the road. But it's, we're around these guys, and we're lucky to be around them as much as we are. And you can tell, even though we're on the outside looking in, you can tell how close they are, right? And you could speak to this much better than me, especially when you go through a team that won a championship. That bond is there forever. Well, now they're trying to get back there and do it again this year. And it didn't work out. And it didn't work out probably for a whole host of reasons. They go up 2-0. I think why would you not think they're in a hell of a spot? And then give Dallas credit. They surge back. I think if the Golden Knights were going to dissect it, they'd look at the first 30 minutes of Game 3 and maybe wonder what happened, because that was not the team that we were hoping to see. That being said, they came up with a hell of an effort in Game 6. And it's always the tiny little things in Game 7s, right? And again, it was the case in Game 7 of the series.
Yeah, it's tough. It was a tough group, and they were close. A close-knit group that won. And I think the thing that shows what a good group it is every guy that comes in talks about that immediately, how easy it is to transition into this team and how to do that work. So, for them to continue to go forward, and it's always going to have that good core group. They'll always have people in place. To me, coming into this, I figured whoever wins this is going to win the West. That's how good I knew Dallas was and the Golden Knights, and the series certainly proved that it could have went either way. Dallas gets the edge in the end. Well-deserved. Credit to them, what they were able to do. And, now it's time for reflection. I'm sure, management and coaching, they'll do their thing. But players, it's reflecting. And Mark Stone touched on a bit. We'll be back here in 12 months. The one thing we've learned about this group, it's tough to go back-to-back, but I think of the teams that have been able to take a year off, come back and win. I think of Chicago. They had, some runs with years in between. The Kings, they're a motivated group, and they expect to win every year. They are not going to lose that attitude. And I think, Golden Knights fans are lucky that, you hear that from the organization, but that comes directly from that room, from the players.
And a couple of things I think we'd probably keep an eye on, Shane, as we, it's a long way from now until September in training camp and October when the next season starts, and especially just minutes after this season ended. There's a couple of things that Mark Stone pointed out. The regular season does matter. They ended up as a second wildcard team, which was the 8th seed in the West this year. They had a very, very difficult first-round matchup against the top team in the West and the number 2 team in the league. And he even mentioned this. Last year, they were the number 1 team in the West. They get Winnipeg in the first round. It wasn't easy, but they took care of them in 5. We know the story. They got by Edmonton, and after that, I think they felt that had a really good chance. So I think their uneven play during the regular season did come back to bite them to a certain extent. They end up as a second wild card team. They really had to go on a pretty good run after the trade deadline just to make sure they get in.
I think going into this series as an 8 seed, playing against the top team in the conference, you're expecting it to be a long series. But once you get it up 2-0, you kind of guess if you grab one thing, we would have liked to have gotten a game at home there. Games 3 and 4. But at the end of the day, we gave ourselves a chance in game 7 to win the series. That's a very good hockey team. And we didn't get it done. We felt like we definitely had a team that had a chance to go on a long run. Probably would have been better off served putting ourselves in better position in the regular season. Never easy coming in as an 8 seed and trying to, you know, beat all the top teams at the start. We look at last year, we get that top seed and, you know, we're able to win in 5, win in 6, win some series as quick. So I'm proud of the team. We battled a ton of adversity, a lot of injuries again. Unfortunately, had a hard time staying healthy. A lot of our top guys are out. Still found a way to get in the playoffs, and really, we did give ourselves a chance to win this series. So obviously, we're one goal, one goal loss in Game 7 against, like I said, the top team in the conference. So that's disappointing. That's really the only way to say it. It's disappointing.
The other part would be their health. This is the third year in a row they've gone down this road of key people missing key time, and Stone will be at the top of that list, unfortunately, you know. Can they find a way? And some of it is probably just bad luck, you know, the way that some guys get hurt. But, you know, can they get through a regular season a little healthier? One thing we talked about was Dallas, this team has been together all year. Not many guys miss many games. They probably used the motivation of losing to Vegas last year to get by them this year. But I do think that matters.
Well, there's some obvious difficulties and obviously some positives. We came out of the gate really well. Our full team was together. And then the adversity kind of kicked in with, we had 9 guys have surgery this year. 9 guys. I mean, your roster's only, 23? 9 players. And 2 of them internal surgeries. So you never know how those are going to play out. Some other ones are a little more defined, but you know, I give our guys a lot of credit. They played through a lot of, injury and trying to find chemistry with guys in and out. So I think it took its toll eventually. Some of those surgeries are obviously correcting a problem, but it takes a while to get back up to speed. And I think that would be the unfortunate part is they came and we did get healthy enough for the playoffs. So that was the positive. And now you're trying to get a team up to speed in a hurry. So now, obviously, I didn't do a good enough job of that, but I mean, that's a lot of surgeries in 1 year for guys to overcome and to find your game. And if we could have built it a little bit better in March and April, maybe it's a little smoother in the playoff round, but that's the hand you're dealt. And we needed to be one goal better at the end of the day. That's it. We needed to be one goal better, and we weren't tonight. And I think a couple of our players will probably not sleep tonight, because if you look at what transpired in the game, we hit a post, they come down and score 10 seconds later, we miss an open net at the end of the second, and they score the first shift of the third. And it's, hey, they played well, but it's a fortunate bounce off our guys. So you're like, you know, it's a little bit of hockey sometimes when two close teams played. And full credit to Dallas. I wish them all the best going forward. It was a hard series. I wish we could have got that break, but it didn't happen. They may be saying that about us last year. So at the end of the day, here we are.
First couple of games of the series, it worked, right? You're thinking, oh, this is, everything's fine. I think it just proved to be too much to try to piece all this together on the fly. And as much as it sucks that they're done here on the 5th of May, and a long off season sucks for them, maybe it's, I don't know if it's a blessing in disguise, because you hate saying that. Yeah. You want to see this team go on a deep run. But I think there were a lot of different things that played a role in them losing in the first round this year.
Well, it's going to be a long off season, as you mentioned. Never fun for the players, the fans, the coaches, us. But the one thing I know is the Golden Knights will be back, and they'll be wanting to prove something next year.
Big thanks to Shane and Dave for helping wrap up the season here on our final episode of VGK Today. And I think you're exactly right there, Shane. They are certainly going to have a hunger to get back to this point next year. They expect that they will be in a similar position next year to be chasing and fighting for the Stanley Cup, and hopefully that continues to motivate this team as we move forward to next season for the VGK. But before wrapping things up officially, did want to give some credit to 2 guys that really helped the VGK stay in this series, and that's Logan Thompson and Aiden Hill. Of course, there were question marks heading into Game 1, given it was Logan Thompson's playoff debut, but through four games, he played terrific and helped the Golden Knights to a couple of wins in those first four. And when Aiden Hill was called upon, he reverted right back to the form that we saw him take on last year that helped lead this team to the Stanley Cup. And Bruce Cassidy, Mark Stone, and Alex Pietrangelo all touched on their goaltending after the game.
Yeah, listen, we got good goaltending, so did they. So it wasn't one-sided. We got great goaltending last year in the playoffs. Guy got hurt, Laurent, and in came Hilly. So you need that. You're not going anywhere without it. Happy for those two guys. They did their job. Again, we could have used, I could sit here and say, well, this guy didn't score for us. That could be the difference. Well, you go through Dallas's roster, there's some high offensive talent that didn't score either. So that was the makeup of the series. And someone had to, you know, sort of chip in and secondary support. And we had our guys do it at times. And they had a guy didn't even play the other game on their fourth line score. And we had some of that last year. We came in here with big goals right out of the gate with Carrier and Kolasar, right, if you remember. So sometimes that's what it comes down to in the playoffs. And they got the big goal from their guy. And I think a lot of the top guys, maybe with the exception of Jack and Johnson, kind of neutralized each other. And that's where you need goaltending, and both sides got it. So good for Aiden and Logan. They did their job. Give us every chance to win, and we need to find another goal for Aiden tonight.
Yeah, they gave us a chance to win every game, right? Logan gave us a chance to win four games. Aiden gave us a chance to win three games. I mean, credit to them. A lot of pressure going in as the goalie, right, in any series, and they both showed that they're elite goalies in the league, and they gave us a chance to win all seven of those games.
Yeah, they played great. The goaltending is the least of our issues. If you look, we weren't giving up much. They weren't scoring much. They got a few fortunate bounces along the way. They made some good plays, but I think both teams played well defensively. Our two goalies and their goalie played well too. So it's just two good teams going at it.
After the break, we'll take a look at second round matchups in the Stanley Cup playoffs and the final eight teams remaining in the postseason. And we'll wrap things up on VGK Today.
Listen up. Your share at winning over $500,000 in free fuel and products is just a tap away with the Terrible Social House app.
Yes!
With a qualifying purchase at the pump or in-store, you can shop, spin, and win directly on your phone. Win free products that you can redeem instantly in-store, or if you're feeling lucky, you could land on free fuel towards your next fill-up. Shop, spin, and win. Download and play today. Terribles, deliberately different since 1959. Go to terribles.com for more details.
Vegas! On behalf of Nocvi Injury Law, Golden Pipes, Carnell Johnson.
If you've been hurt, Nocvi is the word. Call 702-INJURY.
For Han Nocvi with Nocvi Injury Law, imagine you've been injured in an accident. Now, do you want an assembly line law firm that treats you like a number and settles early for easy money? Hell no. Call me now for a free consultation at 702-INJURED.
With the Golden Knights now eliminated from the Stanley Cup playoffs, that of course means that there will be a new Stanley Cup champion this year. And it will be one of eight teams remaining in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And to quickly go through them, starting in the Western Conference, of course the Dallas Stars move on and they meet with the Colorado Avalanche in round two of the postseason. The other series out west comes from the Pacific side of things, and that will be the Vancouver Canucks and the Edmonton Oilers. A couple of really good matchups out west as we see who can make it into that Western Conference final and eventually play for a Stanley Cup in the Stanley Cup final. Out east, we've already had one of these series start. The New York Rangers picked up a win in Game 1 at home over the Carolina Hurricanes, so the Rangers, starting off with five wins in a row in this postseason, have a 1-0 lead over the Carolina Hurricanes in their Round 2 series. The other series out in the east comes from the Atlantic, and it's the Florida Panthers and the Boston Bruins. Boston taking down Toronto in seven games to move on to round two. And now the Florida Panthers look to get back to the Stanley Cup final for the second consecutive season. Lost to the Vegas Golden Knights last year, but they're looking to make amends for that and get the cup themselves this season. So some exciting times ahead in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Not as fun without the VGK in it, of course, but still some good hockey to come our way. And really excited to see which one of those eight teams will lift Lord Stanley's cup at the end of it all. So as we wrap things up on VGK Today for the final time this year, want to extend a major thank you to all of our VGK broadcasters who helped host shows along the way and provide some great content and great interviews for all the fans and listeners out there to get an inside look at this VGK team. So Dan Duva, Gary Lawless, Dave Gosher, Shane Knighty, Ashley Weiss, and Darren Millard, a big thank you to all of you for all of your help this year on VGK Today. A huge thank you as well to the communication staff of the Vegas Golden Knights in Nate Yule, Garrett Calloway, and India Shea for all of their help behind the scenes in coordinating a lot of these interviews and a lot of the content that we were able to give you this year on VGK Today. None of that would be possible without the work of those people, so a big thank you to them for all their help and helping this show run smoothly this season. And a final thank you to you out there listening. We greatly appreciate you taking the time to listen to the show, interact with the show, and share your thoughts, because at the end of the day, all of this is done for you to get a better look at this team and to feel more of a part of the Vegas Golden Knights as they made their run throughout the regular season into the postseason looking to defend their Stanley Cup championship title. Thank you for listening all year long and following along with this team, and we can't wait to bring you more next season as the Golden Knights embark on yet another journey for the Stanley Cup in year 8. So thanks as always for tuning into VGK Today. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on your preferred podcast platform, and you can come back all off-season long and listen to your favorite episodes back as we await the return of Golden Knights hockey in the fall. For one final time, Justin Russo, signing off for VGK Today, presented by BetMGM.